1620 94.5 WTAW. Each year, the Brazos Valley Economic Development Corporation lets local governing bodies know the status of incentive agreements with local corporations. The first of those presentations was July 13th before the College Station City Council. In addition to those incentive agreements, there was also some discussion from the Brazos Valley Economic Development Corporation's Chief Business Development Officer about their current activity, bringing in prospects for future new and expanded businesses and industries. And here's that conversation with Chuck Martinez of the BVEDC responding to a question from College Station City Councilman Bob Yancey.
What does our pipeline look like?
Oh, it's
thick.
it's very active. I think when I return to the community and at the end of January, we're over 120 projects in the pipeline right now, in those that we've responded to. And so, you know, roughly half of those are ones that we're going to get some traction on. And then as we go through this competitive process of these companies determining where in Texas that they would like to be, then they start going into these other factors that make it a corporate location. And so there are going to be companies that incentives, public incentives or private incentives, are not what they're about. It's simply them wanting to find a location where they can attract a strong workforce, deliver a great product in their respective industries, and then do business. And so I think the success of our marketplace and the growth that it's happening is the climate that the community overall has in partnership with the university, the two cities working together, the county and the private sector just coming together about being pro business.
As for economic incentive agreements monitored by the Brazos Valley Economic Development Corporation, consultant Michael Camden told the College Station City Council there are two fewer that are being monitored. One is with Wayfair.
And then Wayfair, they recently terminated their contract and paid back what they had previously received. They also weren't in compliance this year. And a big piece of that, you see a big drop off in employment. So when the pandemic happened for this type of operation, which is not overly uncommon, they were able to utilize telework more. And their agreement called for having people at the actual facility where the agreement was entered into. And because they didn't have that, they weren't meeting the metrics. And they contacted and said, hey, we want to terminate the contract. We want to pay back what we've received to date.
The second economic incentive agreement that is no longer in effect locally is one with Viasat.
Now, Viasat, they notified us last year that they weren't in compliance. So that was reported last year. This year, same thing. The property value we could go pull. So one thing to kind of think about is we're not doing a full audit of the self-certification, but when these companies self-certify, they do provide us Texas Workforce Commission quarterly reports, so we are able to verify the amount of payroll for the past year. They do confirm how many jobs they had at the end of the year. Now, while we can't pinpoint that exactly on that payroll report for the Texas Workforce Commission, we can get pretty close. And then the property value, that's public knowledge, so we can use the appraisal district to pull that information together. So we were able to pull that. Because they were not in compliance for a second year, they didn't provide payroll and employment detail this time around, which is fine. They end up not getting their benefit when they're not in compliance.
Following the report from a consultant from the Brazos Valley Economic Development Corporation, Michael Camden, questions of that agreement coming to an end being asked by College Station City Councilwoman Elizabeth Kuna, answered by City Manager Brian Woods.
Is there any financial disadvantage to us in terminating?
No, there is not.
Okay, so it's not part of the existing agreement. I guess my question was, if they fail to occupy the building, do they have to reimburse us for the fee waivers? And they don't.
No.
Whether
so
we terminate or not terminate, there's no risk.
Correct. So when we did our analysis of this, when they asked us to terminate, that's the main thing we looked at is, you know, if by staying in the agreement, did it require them to pay something back? And then, of course, that would have been a term of our termination. Legal review says that, no, those items have been paid. They fulfilled those. So there's nothing outstanding that we could collect from them that we are forfeiting as a result of the termination.
According to background information given to the College Station City Council, Viasat's exploring options for the future of their 85,000 square foot building in the Bay Corridor. Moving on to three other economic incentive agreements monitored by the Brownsville Economic Development Corporation, consultant Michael Camden recapping what's happening at Fujifilm Diosynth Biotechnologies. Their current agreement calls for a minimum $6 million payroll. It's over $64 million. Employment's supposed to be a minimum 100. It's at 845. Property value's supposed to be a minimum $70 million, and it's currently at almost $150 million.
This is one of those, I think, kind of outlier projects where they came in not really knowing what kind of impact that they maybe would have had. And the company clearly has been very pleased with the community and the talent that they can bring into that community and how they can drive that operation forward. But they've certainly grown larger than I think they originally thought they could.
Another economic incentive agreement monitored by the Brownsville Economic Development Corporation is with Axis Pipe and Tube. According to consultant Michael Camden, minimum payroll is supposed to be about $10.5 million. It's over $16.6 million. Employment, minimum $285. It's currently at $318. Property value, minimum $120 million. And current property value at Axis Pipe and Tube, over $316 million.
They're on their last year. This was the last year of compliance. They have met their parameters. So you'll see in yellow for 2022. That's going to show you what the required numbers were, both from a payroll, property value, and employment perspective, as well as what they actually did in the year 2022. So this is their last year of their agreement. The city of College Station doesn't actually have an agreement with them, but because we present all this to the EDC and kind of keep it regional, you will see them on here. But this was their last year of their agreement, and they did meet all of their metrics.
The third economic incentive agreement monitored by the Brownsville Economic Development Corporation is with Lubrizol Specialty Products. According to BVEDC consultant Michael Camden, minimum new payroll, $1.5 million, and it's at $2.5 million. The minimum new employment, 24. It's currently 29. And as for property value, minimum $20 million and currently approaching $34.7 million.
For Lubrizol Specialty Products, they have a few more years on their project. They, of course, are meeting their performance metrics as well. So definitely they're a good bit higher on the payroll and the property value side. The employment's pretty close to what they expect, but they are meeting that figure.
Comments from Michael Camden, a consultant for the Brownsville Economic Development Corporation, in reviewing economic incentive agreements around Brazos County. That presentation before the College Station City Council. This is 1620-945 WTAW.